Welcome to AI and I, where we will explore the infinite possibilities of innovative education. Join us, Andrew and Faye, every 2 weeks as we navigate the intersection of technology and learning right here at Wellington Hangzhou. Welcome today to another episode of AI and I with myself, Andrew, and Faye here sitting with me. Today, we wanted to go through and talk about a couple of workshops that we've put on at school, which are focused around AI and helping to create an awareness within our community about AI. So I'm just going to get started here today to talk about a workshop that I've put on recently, Inspire, Integrate, Innovate. And this is a workshop that I put on for parents to show them how we're using AI within our curriculum at school, as well as to talk about how we're improving our computing curriculum by actually putting in a strand focusing on AI, AI literacy specifically. And what I found in building towards this workshop was just how much we are actually using AI at school, both as teachers and for our pupils. And it's always quite nice and rewarding to be able to reflect on things like this, because sometimes it can be easy to think that, oh, actually, I don't think we're doing very much around this hot topic, and we're falling behind. But no, when I started putting together this workshop and considering how we are utilizing AI and getting hands-on with it, we're doing more than perhaps we think. For example, within the workshop, I was able to talk about how teachers are using chatbots within a platform called Magic School AI and getting their pupils to actually modify these chatbots and use them within class to help them with specific areas of their learning. And I was also able to talk about a tool within Microsoft Teams that's helping pupils to improve their reading. And the feedback from that is AI generated, helping the teacher to find out misconceptions and flaws within pupils' understanding and reading. So there was more as well, but it was just, as I said there, great to be able to reflect on and realize that we are keeping up with the times we are, you know, moving towards our aspirations in this area. But it's not just that. We also had Faye, who I will allow to speak now. We also had Faye do a workshop. Sorry, he's about to do a workshop actually today. His workshop is more practical rather than purely information sharing. Also really important. Faye, do you want to talk a bit more about that?
Sure, definitely. Before I talk about the workshop I'm going to do this afternoon, I really want to add on what Andrew did about his workshop. I was there trying to help for translation or trying to help around. What surprised me is that after our presentation, parents stay way longer and engage in the conversation we had, and they keep talking about, suggesting about, and asking more questions about what are we doing, what school can do. And that moment also made me realize that we look at them as the parents, as the person who stay at home probably, but they also have something going on in their own company, own group, own organization. I think also compared to teachers, they are the ones who is actually more direct about budget, about production, about how efficient their companies are working. I think in terms of AI, in terms of what AI can do to help in general, maybe they have more ideas. And that's why I think once we open the conversation, once we open the box about what AI can do, I think we should welcome more voice, welcome more suggestions from them.
I totally agree with you. I think that could be a next step for us, as well as these workshops. Building on that, can we connect with our community of parents who, as you've said, surely in some areas are working in industries that are either directly linked or closely linked with the utilization of AI tools? Can we get them in to do keynotes, workshops and things like that? I think that would be a great next step. So, yeah, I agree.
I would love to see if anybody actually came with some device or, I don't know, a giant computer or drone somehow to demonstrate our children how AI can do things, make a big difference in your real life.
Be amazing. I think maybe we can sit down together and come up with a Microsoft Forms to ask questions to really get that information to find out which parents are involved and which ones we could maybe lean on later.
That would be amazing. The workshop I'm doing this afternoon, I kind of had the idea at the very beginning, think about that teachers, we always say that we are busy, we're always in class. Actually, the same as the parents, they are running their own tasks, everything. And sometimes I can understand they do not have a rich time for them to go deep into their children's school book, their homework book, to read the book their children's reading in school. I think they should, I mean, again, also as teachers, we should do more. But just given the reality, I don't think people have that much time to truly understand their children's learning progress. But now it's a bit different. With AI, I think AI can be a tool to help us to close that gap. So this afternoon, I invite the parents to come over to talk about using AI. This afternoon, I'm using ChatGPT as example. I'm using a book, Year 4 students reading as example, to tell them, using AI, how can you understand what's going on? How can you have a better understanding when you look at children's textbook, when you look at their handwriting, when they look at their answers for different questions? The AI can analyze it. AI can go through all the text, go through all the grammar, the spelling, go through their presentation, can actually give a feedback of how are they doing. And it can also create some simple exercise parents can do together. For example, I have asked ChatGPT to go through the whole story and sum up 8 key events of what's happened in the story. In the key events, probably just 1-2 sentences about what happened, who said what, or there was a key moment, something happened. So as a parent, you can just ask ChatGPT to do it, and within 5 or 10 seconds, they will give you. And I can print them out, cut into small slices, and I will sit down with my children to talk about, hey, I understand you read this book yesterday. Do you want to go through it with me? So we can arrange an order of the different events. And by doing this one, I can observe, I can see my children actually quite confident, or there are a few things he's struggling, or he didn't even understand certain key moment, the paragraph. So that for me, it's a quick way to see what's going on. And without ChatGPT, you can still do that, but it takes at least a long time for you to read the text, for you to sum up some key events, for you to design something. I think here is the key moment. Parents, we, our teachers, we all want the best for them. I don't think they have the capacity of time or energy. ChatGPT AI can help us way better to something like that.
Yeah, and I went through the workshop with you, and you've shown the examples to me, and I really like how clear they are and accessible they will be for anyone without a techie background. Just thinking ahead as you were speaking, perhaps it would be a good idea also, we could even come together on this, like once a month, can we get an emailing list and send tips, 5 tips on building on the workshop that you're, the foundations you are laying today, specifically around using, chatbots to assist. Can we give them tips on how they can then, for example, is there a way that they could summarize a story or maybe turn it into a podcast, a way that they wouldn't have to read the entire book in order to support their child? That's a tip that would build on from what you've started today. And then that would help them, if they were doing a sequencing activity, that would help them to know whether or not it was correct, because they would have had the book summarized or, shortened for them beforehand. Or even something as simple as telling the parents that you don't have to type in, you can use a voiceover.
Exactly.
Things like that. So it'd be a great idea if maybe once a month, top tips were sent out to a mailing list for parents that wanted to sign up to that. I don't know, just an idea.
If I can, sorry, Andrew, I feel like my idea is just jumping around. If I can actually go further a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about that, nowadays AI can write a paragraph for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the old school style, the teacher sometimes ask the homework to be write a paragraph, write a story.
Mm-hmm.
We also talk about, so how can teachers now have a formal, a detailed access to see their children's work? I think AI challenged the old way of how we define homework, how we define our exam. I think, again, if I'm just simply asking children to give me a paper of what do they, if I just simply ask children to write a paragraph at home and give me next day, I don't know, do they get it or not? But if I ask the children to sit down to arrange the order of the event, by doing that, I can see better he actually got it, or he just simply asked ChatGPT to write that story for him. I think maybe backwards, AI could challenge teachers how we define homework or exam in the future.
Yeah, so more, are you saying the fact that it's more hands-on, there are less ways to get assistance, if you like, with the homework? As a result, you know that the evidence of the learning, it's more evident. Is that what you're suggesting there?
It just ever in my head. Let me try to explain again.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what I'm trying to say is, as an old-time teacher, the way you access your children's knowledge sometimes based on you write me something. And that has been a little bit out of date. AI actually pushed teachers to find more ways to identify if the children actually get the knowledge or not.
Do you mean like creativity-wise?
Exactly.
More tasks, more variation.
More hands-on, yeah. More practical example, evidence, more than just copy the words 5 times, write me a story.
Yeah, totally agree. And sometimes you're just too, as a class teacher, too strapped for time to be creative. And so when you've got those 10 minutes to think about what the, for example, a homework task, only a few things come to your mind. And actually prompting a GPT, you get ideas that in seconds that you would never have thought about. So yeah, the variation and the creativity of tasks, definitely, I think we should be leaning on those more, and perhaps going beyond just homework, even within lessons.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what you get back sometimes. So yeah. I think for today, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for listening in to our second ever podcast. We're really enjoying this journey, so thank you for sticking with us. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with our third. If you've got any questions, you can always catch myself, Andrew, or Faye on campus, usually based over in the International School, sometimes over in the Heber Building too. See us around or drop us a message. Either is good for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, guys.